Good morning and welcome to this series of devotions about the Holy Spirit. These are designed to help us just think through and connect with the Holy Spirit because we understood that just as an Old Testament believer, a Jewish believer would be dominated by Torah, his mind and heart would constantly be thinking, how can I be a Torah observant Jew in this new covenant that we are blessed to be part of? The Holy Spirit is the one that overshadows our thinking. He is the one who's supposed to lead us and guide us into all truth. He is the one that Jesus said, I'm so excited that I'm going back because when I go, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit and He is going to lead you and be the one to guide you. Paul picked up that refrain and said, the Spirit is the Lord, and where the Spirit is given lordship, there'll be great liberty. So we understand that we are called to follow and respond and listen to the Holy Spirit. And in these sets of devotions, we're going to be looking at how we can do that in practical ways. And today I want to focus on this idea that it is the Holy Spirit who gave us new birth into the realm of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He baptizes us into the body of Christ and we are born again. Born again because the Holy Spirit comes into us and breaks death off our lives, gives us new life, and that life explodes in our spirit. Jesus said in John 3 verse 5, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can give birth to our spirits. We are born from above, made brand new, entirely new creations, because the Spirit of God comes into our spirits, which were dead because of our sin, and makes us alive. That beautiful birth happens for us, and the Holy Spirit indwells us to guide us from that moment onwards. He is deeply caring, passionate about the life that He has caused to grow on the inside of us, and He is eager to see it nurtured and carried through and ministered to and through in this life. So the same Spirit who gave birth to your spirit wants to continue to pour life and encouragement and nourishment into your spirit. And the way that we can co-labor with the Spirit who gives us new birth is that we can fill our hearts and our minds and our spirits with His Word. So I want to encourage you to go to the Word of God, begin to read somewhere in the New Testament, and as you're reading, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, would you begin to nourish me through this Word? As you spend time in prayer, ask the Holy Spirit, could you teach me what I should be praying? Could you stir in my heart the desires that are going to be pleasing to you? Could you put in my mind the questions I need to ask and the prayers I need to pray? So as you get involved, in other words, in daily devotions, in spending time in the Scripture, spending time in prayer, engage with the Holy Spirit who gave birth to your spirit and say, Lord, could you help me grow? I want to grow up. I want to foster and nurture this growth on the inside of me. I invite you, Holy Spirit, to continue to pour out life and new birth and constant change on the inside of me, because that's what the Holy Spirit loves to do. Flesh cannot give birth to spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, and only the Holy Spirit can continue to do that. So today, as you go into the day, just turn your heart to Him and say, Lord, would you continue to lead me into life and that which refreshes and that which restores and that which guides me into safe places where I can grow into a beautiful believer. Be welcome, Holy Spirit, into my life and make a difference. So join me in this prayer as we pray. Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray that throughout this day you would stir up this new birth, this new life that you caused to be on the inside of us. Would you nourish us, Lord? Would you keep us? And would you cause this life to overflow like streams of living water, not just to flow through our life, not just to flow into our hearts and in our minds and into the circumstances of our life, but into the lives of people around us. Cause this life, Lord, that is a capital L, that Jesus said, I came to give you abundant life. Holy Spirit, cause that abundant life to flow out of us and to bless many in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.